Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, we should be on the air there. Let's go ahead and put up the. Is this it? No, that's ain't it. Let's get Trump off of here. We don't need him. Which one is it? Is it this one? There we go, guys. That's the call in number. You can call in. And, of course, we're talking about Donald Trump, white nationalism. What you think about your president supporting that? And are you going to register to vote? Are you going to run for office locally? Or maybe you want to run for the president? What is it that you want to do? We'll take calls. The number up is on the screen. And make sure when you call in on the number, make sure you press the number one, and once you press the number one, we'll see the cue that says that you want to call in. If you do not press the number one and I don't see the cue that you want to call in and speak, then I'm not going to answer your call. I'm going to move past the next one. Let's try to keep these calls on topic, on subject. And then we got the first caller now. Air code 647, you're on the show.
Hello?
Yes,
John. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? All the way up in Toronto, man.
Been having, how you doing? Been, what's
been,
on your mind?
I've been listening to your show for a long time. And I just wanted to ask some questions because I'm up in Canada, and we got Trudeau up in the house. I want to know what it would take to get Donald Trump impeached, because there's so much evidence of him being a racist and having so much KKK members following him and so much white people in the far right following him. So what would it take to get him impeached?
Well, it would actually. We have to wait, of course, with the investigator that's investigating him right now, Robert Mueller, to see what comes back with that situation. And that's really the only legal thing you could possibly do if he has some sort of collusion over Russia, because it's not against the law to be a racist. Unfortunately, it's not. I wish it was against the law, but it's not. So, you know, they voted him in, not me. They voted him in, so hopefully he comes back with something. And if the Republicans will bail on him enough to impeach him, because really I don't think they will, but we will see. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump is a national embarrassment.
I have one more question. What are your thoughts on black people going back to Africa? With all this talk and all this discussions and debates and all that, what do you think about black people just going home? Just forget about all this and let them just be by themselves and be their racist selves. And we just leave it just be balling back home in Africa. What do you think about that?
Well, it's the same thoughts. How would you feel about Caucasians going back to Europe?
Oh, exactly. They should be going home, too.
Well, the only thing I'm saying is because black people built this country. So why in the hell should we build?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm just saying. 250 years of free labor. Why should we just give it up and say, no, that's it. We can go freely if we want to. That's on our own. And I believe in having a connection to Africa, and we all connected through the diaspora. But we shouldn't just build, you know, if we don't choose to. When our ancestors built this country, fought in every war in this country. Hell no. No.
So we should just get a send-off, you're saying. We should get reparations, and then that's okay.
What about reparations?
Well, we haven't received any reparations. So what if we got reparations
in
that send-off? Yeah, I'm from Canada.
You live in Canada?
Yeah, Toronto.
Toronto, okay. Well, I like I said, I don't know how it is up there, but, you know, right now, I'm not even focusing on that. I was just focused on the day at hand, but like I said, I thank you for calling. I appreciate it, man. Let's just go to the next caller here. Erico, 586, you're on the show.
Fat nigger.
Oh, boy. That's one of the recessive cave beasts. All right. Erico 302, you on the show. All right. Let's see here. What, wasn't that funny just now that the cave beast had to call in? Erico 760, you on the show.
Hey, Philip, I just want to thank you for everything you do, man, and I just wanted to give you props and first off. But, man, I don't see anything Donald Trump is doing as a surprise to me. because if you do your research, you would know that he was a pure racist from the beginning, with him with his properties, not letting people, not letting African Americans rent from his property. So there's not nothing that's like a surprise to me. It's just that I'm so, it's like everybody else is walking around in America with a veil on. They rather not see the truth instead of dealing with, you know what I'm saying, dealing with bullshit.
Right, right. I agree to 100% on that. But unfortunately, some, especially some of us as black people, we love to put our head in the sand and think we can avoid what we're dealing with, and that we're not in that time period. We're going to have to realize what we're doing, and we're going to have to get together, unify, to protect ourselves, because these white nationalists are serious. They want to harm and kill people, and they'll kill their own, as we can see over the weekend.
Definitely, I agree 100%. It's a trip that, you know what I'm saying, it took this to open up people's eyes, you know what I'm saying? Grab them by the pussy wasn't enough, you know what I'm saying? Him being a slumlord, not wanting people to rent to him, you know, not wanting to rent to African-Americans, just his whole track record. How do you own a casino, but it don't make money? That's crazy. And you think this man should manage the country? That is just crazy to me that wasn't enough. But this is finally starting to open people's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. And but because most time people don't care until it happens to them. And that's what really happened over the weekend. We've been
so
screaming
true.
For the longest. You've probably been saying it. I've been saying it. This guy racist. He didn't, you know, look at his rallies. Look who's showing up. Oh, no. Trump's not a racist. Oh, yeah, he say horrible stuff, but he's not a racist. And I voted for him for jobs. So basically, you know good and well he probably was racist in your mind, but you don't care about that. You voted for jobs. So now a white person lost their life behind the racism of Trump. Now what? Now you want
it's
something
a problem.
Done? Exactly. Yep. It's like Malcolm said, you know, chicken's coming home to roost. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Phil, for accepting the call,
yeah,
man.
Thanks
I appreciate
calling,
you.
Man.
Keep
appreciate
doing
you.
What you're doing, man. All right.
I appreciate you. All right. Eric Cole, 314, you on the show.
What's going on, Phil, bro?
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living. What's on your mind about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I just, you know, call, you know, give you shout outs, man. I appreciate what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, for the black community. I just want to let everybody know, keep your eyes wide open on these upcoming rallies that they got going on. I know it's one coming up in Huntington Beach, California. So anybody around that area, you know, kind of be careful. I know they had one planned for Texas A&M on September 11th. So also be aware of that, too.
Oh, they canceled that one, but let me tell you about College Station. See, notice they're having these rallies not in a heavily populated area with, you know, with a lot of blacks or Hispanics are at. Like, cause College Station is a lily white area. Trust me, I went there a few times when I was going for industrial firefighting training. They have the Brayden Fire Field and pretty intense, you know, situation. I had a lot of fun doing that. But anyway, so College Station is just nothing but Caucasian. So black people are in Bryan. That's where they are, like a few miles down the road. So
right.
Huntington Beach, that's not a lot of black folks either, right?
It's not heavy, but I know it's some out there.
Yeah, like they're not going to have nothing in South Central L.A. You know?
No,
they're not going to
do
that.
Gonna happen. No.
Yeah, Long Beach.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if they really thug about their life, why don't they go do that? If
you know,
about it,
you know
really
how they
about their life, why don't they go do it?
You know how they are. You know, they like to hide behind a mask, you know, and hide behind the law enforcement. You know, they've been doing this forever. You know, it's nothing new. You know, everything that's happening is nothing new. It's just, you know, this generation, they got to, you know, like you said, just because Becky and Bob, you know, say you think they're cool, but underneath they're not.
Yeah, we all know that, man. We all know that. This type of dudes, you know, they ain't got a gun. You slap them in the face, they'll cry. So we know that, man.
Yeah.
But anyway,
but
bro,
like
I
said, I ain't going to hold you long, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
All right.
So if you're out there living in Huntington Beach, California, in that area, make sure y'all squad up if they come out there. That's the only thing I can tell you. Area code 706, you're on the show.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good. What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia, Phil. This is Terrell Roots from Thompson, Georgia.
All right. Well, what's on your mind about your president?
Well, as far as my concern, he's not my president. I look at it like this. I know he's been a racist from the first time I heard him, and he's not one of Flip. Feel he ain't. Yeah, I think I'm saying like he ain't shit. You know, that's the way I feel about him. But
that's the best way to sum it up.
I don't think I can tell you feel that as black people. I appreciate what you do, and I'm a member of Patreon now. I appreciate what you do for the black people that are computers. I'll be honest with you, I'm from Georgia, from Thompson, Georgia. Basically, down here is racist, down here in Thompson. And you got some of the black folks here stuck in the old time ways. And really, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can do, but you know.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate,
well, brother,
I appreciate what you do.
Well, I appreciate you, you know, helping us to continue by joining us on Patreon, because, like I said, any help that we can get counts. Like I said, we trying to do more and grow, brother. It takes finance to do that. But I definitely appreciate you. For supporting, and we will keep trying to put out the news and commentary for you, man.
Right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Phil. I'm trying to support you. Maybe you should work for president, Phil. I feel like you'd be a good brother working for president.
Oh, boy, I don't know if they want me to be president. They'd be trying to kill me.
No, in that case, they try to kill me, too, because I'd be a backer. Because, to me, I don't give a damn. So I stand up for what's right. They come out and I'm ready for them. Just like you said, Phil, get your gun license and be prepared. That's what I did. I'll be prepared.
There you go. There you go, brother. All right, man.
All right,
appreciate your call.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Okay, take care of yourself.
All right. See, the brother say he got his gun right. He supports the show. I mean, people are really making a difference in the world. I like to hear that. Erico 516, you're on the show.
Hey there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, how's it going, Phil? I'm calling from New York City.
NYC, listen, what's up, man?
Yeah, listen, I'm a young cat. I'm only 22, and I was watching your channel for a while, but I just recently joined your Patreon today, because I feel like after the events that happened, it really pushed forward. Like, okay, like if ain't nothing done behind the scenes, and we don't come together and talk about this type of stuff, and you know, support each other, then, you know, we'll never grow.
Thank you very much, brother. Well, first of all, thank you very much for supporting us on Patreon. That means the world to us, because, like I said, it takes finance, unfortunately, to do what we do. I wish it was just simple, but I appreciate you doing your part.
I understand. There's certain things you talk about that just really, like, I never thought about, really eye-opening, like when you were talking about the beauty industry and how it's not run by black, you know, women, you know, but yet so many of the money is coming out of black women's pocket, but yet they don't have representation. That's when I really start to open my eyes. But to get back to your to the discussion, the thing that really hurts me is more like just like the Conan. Like do you see the interview with Dr. Colonel West or whatever? He's just talking all this crap. The way he talks, he doesn't even talk like a brother. It's like he's getting a paycheck from the white man, and now it's like he just forgets about his culture. He just forgets about anything, just talking supporting Donald Trump.
Well, Dr. Cornel West, you know, he's part of, you know, the older generation, right? And since he's part of that older generation, you know, things are just a lot different than what we've seen, you know, before and than we have now. And we got to kind of focus on what we're doing here. Then, hold on, what is up? Just checking something out here. I don't know what's going on with our stream today. But anyway, we got to focus more on what we're doing. Let's see, maybe I can give me a second. I saw something in my stream I didn't like.
No, I guess you. I mean, I appreciate you doing what you do. I know you make yourself kind of a target from like the bigotry and the idiots coming at
you. And that's definitely part of it. You know what I'm saying? So,
I appreciate you, you know, putting your time out for me. Just know that even the young generation is still listening and keep doing what you're doing.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling.
Take care now.
All right, the people listening on Blog Talk Radio. Just give me a second. Let's see if we can get this stream back going. Okay, they say the stream has resumed. So looks like the stream has resumed, ladies and gentlemen. It says it has resumed. All right. So we're gonna continue and keep going. The stream has resumed. Let's see who's next. Who are you supposed to call next? Hope I don't miss nobody.
Erico 616,
you're on the show.
Hi, Phil. My name is Sheila. And first of all, I want to say that the person that got online on your show and decided to be a coward and insult you behind the scenes, that's how they are. But getting on the video with Donald Trump and the situation with what they're saying about Obama and everything, first of all, we got to understand that Obama is not from the transatlantic slave trade, and he has roots with the Queen of England, okay? Secondly, you know, when you look at Donald Trump, you got to look at who he is and where he come from. His grandfather was a high member of the KKK. His father was in the KKK. His mother was an illegal immigrant, okay? And, you know, he was not a successful businessman because he's successful in the sense that he's made a lot of money, but he inherited our wealth, okay? And he, in his business practices, he's made so many times that he's had to file bankruptcy for his businesses. But I don't know why our people keep saying, "Oh, I'm so shocked and I'm surprised he's being who he is." And he hasn't hidden himself. From the time he was doing the before he even started the election, back when he was a younger man saying that he didn't think he would ever run for president, he was already gearing up to run for president when he did the interview with Oprah. Okay? And a lot of people don't research anything, you know. He took here recently, since he's been president, he took a picture with two people in KKK hoods, the whole getup. He's standing in the middle hugging both of them. And they hurried up and took the feet down, okay? And, you know, he is who he is. And, you know, even the Bible tells that the white people are devil. And, you know, I'm not saying all white people are bad. I'm not saying all of them have the same mindset that this man has, you know, because he's definitely not my president, you know. And any person of color that voted for him, I feel like, well, you got what you deserve, because he made it plain when he was doing his touring that, you know, people of color were not accepted. We were not accepted.
Right.
They got beat up in his rallies. He stated to the black people, he said, look, what do you have to lose? You all at the bottom of the totem pole. That's not offering anything. That's saying, hey, your neck is already being stepped on. Just let me do it too. You know? So,
yes,
you know, he is who he is. 2 years old. I've seen a lot in my lifetime. Okay, and, you know, you call a spade, and everybody being surprised and shocked at him, not saying that the guy that rammed into the woman and into the crowd with his car was a terrorist, that's who he is. That's who they are. But thank you for allowing me on your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Guys, this is what we may have to do. Sister Shayla May, I see it. It's going on and off and on, off and on. So somebody told me to look into Twitch. They say they stream a little bit better on Twitch. I may look into that. But let's go ahead and stop the stream. It's been an hour already. And I'll work on editing some videos. Maybe you can catch it on the playback. But I'll probably try to come in another stream maybe tomorrow or so. because we need to talk about some of the things going on in the community. But appreciate everyone joining us, and see you next time.